Back when I was in high school, during my freshman and sophomore years, I would ride the bus. It picked me up at the corner of my street early in the morning and would drop me off afterwards. I went to an average-sized high school about 10 minutes away from where I lived. At least, the place seemed average to me. There was probably about 700 or 800 kids combined in all four grades. This is something that happened during my sophomore year. It was a school day, just like any other to that point. One class had just ended, and I was going to my final class for the day. As I stood in the hallway near my locker, I talked with some of my friends. I had a decent friend group of several other guys. The locker commons were always really crowded in between classes, and I remembered that the first warning bell rang. That meant that you had 2 minutes to make it to class. Kids started leaving the commons, but me and a couple of friends stayed. My classroom wasn't really that far off. I remember that one of the guys there was a grade ahead of us, and his name was Jake. His brother was Tommy, and Tommy was in my friend group, so I think that's why he was there. As I was about to head to class, I heard another sound come over the school speakers. At first, I was thinking, how could the bell ring again so soon? But it wasn't really the same bell sound for when class starts. It was followed by an announcement over the intercom. We were told that the school was going into a lockdown. All of us should go to our next hour classes immediately, and the teachers should lock the doors and turn off the lights. There was still kind of a lot of kids around, including the four of my friends. I heard one of them say they were going to just leave. Nobody wanted to sit in a classroom for who knows how long during a lockdown. One of the school exit doors was not that far away. There were already some kids leaving. I saw about 10 kids running for the doors and going outside, and more followed. There was only one class period left for the day, so I decided that I wanted to leave as well, but I didn't drive there. That's when Jake asked me if I wanted to leave. He said that he would give a ride home to anybody that wanted to because he was leaving. As he said this, he started to walk away. Half of my friend group was leaving, and the other half were actually going to their classes. Other kids were also leaving, and it became chaos. We had to leave fast if we were going to. I saw one of the teachers enter the hallway and start to tell kids to get to their classes. There were less and less kids around by the second. I decided to leave, but by that point, Jake and my other friends had already left. I remember the teacher yelling at the kids to stop leaving. There were probably like 50 that ended up making it out of the school. I was one of them, and when I got outside, my friends and I did not do a good job sticking together. Kids were literally running away to leave. They were going to the parking lots where students parked mostly, and some ran off through the grass towards a nearby neighborhood. The school was in an area that was mostly residential, but there were a few businesses down the road. There was a woods and all of the sports fields behind the school. The student parking lots were on the side, and then one was behind the tennis courts. When I got outside, I couldn't even see Jake or my friends anymore. It was basically chaos. Kids were running everywhere. A teacher took a step out of the school and told us all to come back inside. But nobody listened to him. I figured that Jake and my friends would be in the parking lot, so I ran in that direction. I had to kind of go around the school to get there, though. I wasn't sure which parking lot Jake parked in, so I went to the main one first. When I got there, he was nowhere in sight. I realized that it must be the other one, and I hoped that I wasn't too late. By now, most kids had made it to their cars if they were leaving. I sprinted for the other parking lot, but it was a ways away. When I got there, there was nobody. A lot of cars were still there, but I didn't see any students at all. I walked around, hoping that maybe my friends were in their car but hadn't left yet. Unfortunately, though, I didn't see them. I realized that they must have left without me. Now I didn't know what to do. I couldn't go back to the school because it was probably locked, and I wasn't supposed to leave in the first place. But I also couldn't go home because it was too far to walk and I didn't have a car. I started walking back up closer to the school, not really knowing exactly what I was going to do. I got to a back door of the school and tried going inside, but it was locked, just like I figured it would be. After this, I was going to go back around to the parking lot and then walk down the sidewalk. But when I turned, I saw some guy coming out of the school. I just knew that this guy had to be the reason for the lockdown. He was looking over his shoulder, was way too old to be a student, and definitely not a teacher. I was a long ways away from him, and I quickly ran behind a tree that was nearby. I was just hoping that the guy didn't see me. For a few seconds, I didn't bother to look and see where the guy was. I was expecting him to walk in another direction. But as I was still behind the tree, I heard the guy walking closer. I ran from behind the tree to the woods, which was maybe 20 feet away. There was no question that the guy saw me running into the woods. I was hoping that he wouldn't follow me. I got inside, went about 20 feet deep in it, and then ducked down and hid. I had no clue why the school had been locked down up until that point. I had been more concerned about leaving with my friends. After seeing a suspicious guy leave the school, though, I realized that I might be in actual danger. For a few seconds, I didn't hear anything, until I heard footsteps in the grass right outside of the woods that I was in. I couldn't take it any longer, and I got up and started running. I ran through the woods, and then to the left. I didn't hear the guy enter the woods or anything, but I just wanted to get out of there. After like 2 or 3 minutes of running, I reached the edge of the woods, kind of near the street. I walked through the grass to the sidewalk, and then ran down it. I kept going until I eventually reached a gas station. When I got there, I asked the employee working if I could borrow his cell phone to call my mom. I told him how my school had been locked down and everything. He let me, and I was able to wait there until my mom came and picked me up. Luckily, she worked not too far away from the school and our house, and was able to leave work without a problem. I didn't get in trouble for leaving school early either. The lockdown ended up lasting for the entire class period. In fact, students were kept there almost 10 minutes after the regularly scheduled time that school got out, so I didn't miss any class or anything. The man that I saw had entered the school, trying to pick up his daughter. It was a situation where he was divorced and hadn't seen his daughter in a long time and didn't have custody of her. He was also drunk and threatened a custodian when asked to leave. I'm not sure why he came over to me when I was in the woods, though. It was a really scary situation for me. This story takes place years ago when I was in high school. It happened after lunch period. The way my school worked is that we would have class, then lunch, then study hall. Class was an hour long, and lunch and study hall were about 25 minutes each. Your study hall classroom would be the same classroom that you had directly before lunch. But for me, I had gym class that period. It was 10th grade PE. The class was very easy and enjoyable for me. When we would have study hall, though, we would have to use a different teacher's classroom who had prep hour at that time. But a couple of times, we were unable to get the classroom, and then had to spend study hall in the gym, which was kind of weird. If that happened, we would sit in the bleachers or on the gym floor and do homework. Usually, the teacher would let us know before we went to lunch where it would be, and most of the time, we had a certain classroom. So, on this school day, after lunch, I started heading back to the classroom. It was a decent ways away from the lunchroom on the other side of the school. I talked with some of my friends that I sat with at lunch for a while. My gym teacher was not very strict at all, especially with study hall. He didn't mind students coming back a minute or two late. The lunchroom cleared out, and I began walking back to class. The bell rang when I was still like a minute away. By then, the hallways were empty besides me walking them. Soon, I got to the classroom. The door was closed, which was odd, and when I tried opening it, I couldn't. The door was locked. I also noticed that inside the window, the lights appeared to be off. I turned and walked away, realizing that we must be meeting in the gym today. I hadn't known, though. I remember thinking to myself, I don't remember being told that we were meeting in the gym. How did everybody else know besides me? I headed back towards the gym, and then I heard an announcement come over the school speakers. It said, "This is a lockdown, and this is not a drill. Please remain in your classrooms, and no students are to be out in the halls." I was about halfway back to the gym at that point. It still hadn't registered to me that the classroom had been locked down. I hurried up and made my way to the gym. When I got there, the doors were closed and locked. It was in that moment that I realized they were meeting in the classroom. I know I was a little slow on that, but I headed back to the classroom, now walking as fast as I could without running. I hadn't heard or seen anybody else in the hallways at all. It was completely quiet, until suddenly, I heard the sound of something hitting a locker around the corner. It was like somebody punched a locker or threw something up against it. The sound was very loud, especially to break the dead silence. I stopped in my tracks, and no longer wanted to keep going to my classroom. I started walking in the other direction. In that moment, I heard footsteps coming from where I had heard the loud noise. My heart started racing. I kept walking and heard the footsteps continue. They were about to come around the corner now. I saw a staircase on the left and darted over and quickly went down the stairs. After getting down, I ran about 30 feet down the hallway to the first classroom that I saw. When I was there, I desperately started banging on the door. I didn't know what class this was, but I was hoping that they would let me in. After knocking a couple of times, I tried the door, but of course, it was locked. The teacher was not answering. I hoped that there was actually a class going on in there currently. As I waited, I heard whoever had been behind me now walking down the stairs rather quickly. I looked back and saw their legs appearing, but couldn't tell who it was yet. I didn't want to know. I turned back and kept banging on the door. Then, I heard the person behind me reach the bottom of the stairs and start walking towards me. All of a sudden, the classroom door finally opened. The teacher let me in and quickly shut the door once I was in the classroom. All of the lights were off, but I saw the students in the class were in the back of the room and on the floor. The teacher quickly locked the door, and then somebody actually tried opening it just a few seconds later. It must have been whoever had been following me. Then they banged on the door a couple of times. The teacher looked out the little window and then turned back and walked away. Some students started talking quietly. One of them asked me where I had come from. The teacher stopped everyone and said for us to all be quiet. I remember things got really silent for a while then. She went back over to the door and looked out again. I think by then the guy was gone. We remained locked down though for what felt like a really long time. I think it was almost an hour. Finally, the lockdown was lifted. I remember that I got called to the principal's office and had to answer some questions about what happened. They didn't really tell me much about the situation, though. That was definitely the scariest moment of my time in high school. I don't know what would have happened if that person caught up with me. I don't want to know either. Back in high school, my junior year, I used to get to school about 15 minutes before it started. That's what time the bus would drop us off. And after getting inside, I would head upstairs to my locker first. Then there was this spot upstairs near the stairs that had a large window at the end of the hall. It wasn't that far from my locker either, and you could sit on the ledge in front of the window. My friends and I would sit around there just about every day and talk. It was kind of a routine, or a before-school hangout spot for us. It overlooked part of the parking lot and also the softball field next to the school to the east. We could also see the sun rising and it lit up the inside really well. One day, I arrived at school, went upstairs to my locker, and then over to my friends by the window. There were about five of us or so there, and we chatted until the warning bell sounded. When we did, we all started to disperse to our classes. The hallways had been really crowded, but things were quickly becoming more quiet. I looked out the window and saw a few kids hurrying in at the last minute to make it to class. Then I saw this one guy hurry into the school. He was too old to be a student, and I didn't recognize him as a teacher. I thought maybe he was a substitute at first, but he was not dressed for the part. He just wore an old baggy-looking sweatshirt and sweatpants. He entered the school on the floor below, and then I headed to my class. I walked through the hallways down towards the other end. My classroom really wasn't that far away, and it was also on the second floor. As I got there, I noticed down at the end of the hallway, the same guy who I had seen entering the school was now coming up to the top of the stairs. I went into my classroom at that point. Class went on as usual, as did my next few classes after that. Then came lunch period. I remember that as I was sitting with a couple of my friends at a table, I saw the guy again. He walked briefly into the lunchroom and then out another way. I was surprised to see him again, and I also thought that it was weird that I even noticed. The school that I went to was pretty large, with a lot of students, and it would be easy to blend in with a crowd. Later in the day, in my last hour, we were in class, and about halfway through, the phone in the classroom then rang. Our teacher picked it up at the desk. Afterwards, he told us that the school was being locked down. We had to get up and move to the back end of the classroom. Then he locked the doors and turned out the lights to the classroom. We were all really confused. I didn't even think about the guy that I kept seeing around the school earlier. I was as clueless as everybody else. all of us in the class were talking to each other, wondering what was going on. Nobody knew, though. The teacher wouldn't tell us either. He just said for us to keep calm and to be quiet. About an hour went by, and finally, the lockdown was lifted. We still didn't know what was going on. School was let out, and we all went home. I rode the bus, and when I got home, my mom was there and asked me about the lockdown. I guess she had heard more about it than I did. I found out that a man, the same one who I had seen multiple times in the school, was the cause of it. During the last class period of the day, he was seen suspiciously walking down a hallway. The school was then locked down. Police were called, but unfortunately, the man was able to escape through an open window. Nobody knew who he was. I told my mom that I had seen the guy enter the school and had seen him again later multiple times. It blew my mind that the guy was able to fly under the radar for so long. He had been there since the start of the school day, but it wasn't until the last hour that anybody seemingly noticed him. I'm just glad that the guy didn't cause any harm. I don't know who he was or what he was doing. This story is from 2017, when I was a freshman in high school and bored in class one day. I was in my third period. I was happy that I would be getting out of class later. I had an orthodontics appointment to get my braces adjusted, and my mom would be coming to the school to pick me up. The class that I was in was math, and it was quite boring to me, to be honest. I was just not a math guy in high school. Usually, I would just sit and look out the window and not pay attention very good. I sat in the back corner of the classroom, which was on the second floor of the school. That's what I was doing on this day, just looking out the window. The teacher was talking about math, and I was getting distracted by looking out the window into the front parking lot below. I was hoping that the pass would get there soon, then I could leave, and my mom would be there to pick me up. As I was looking out the window, I noticed several police cars driving down the street. They ended up turning into the front school parking lot. I thought that was a little bit strange. Me looking at this was interrupted, though, when the classroom door opened up. It was a student with a pass, and I knew that it was for me. The teacher paused, then took the pass, and then called my name. I got up from my desk, packed my things, and then headed for the front of the class. I took the pass, and my teacher gave me the homework assignment for the day, which I then stuffed into my backpack. Then I left the classroom and headed down the hallway. As I started walking, I got a text from my mom and saw that she was there at the side door. That's where you would get picked up from. It happened to be at the opposite end of the school, though. As I walked the empty hallways, suddenly I heard a sound come over the school intercom. I wondered what it could be. Immediately, I kind of had a bad feeling because this was out of the ordinary. What followed was a message saying that we were going to be locked down. I was still a ways away from the side doors, but I really wanted to get there before I would have to stay in the school. I did not want to have to wait in a locked-down classroom and miss my orthodontics appointment. It wasn't really the appointment that I cared about, but if I went, my mom would let me take the rest of the day off of school. Plus, I was a little bit worried about why we were going under a lockdown. If I was in any kind of danger being in the school, I wanted to get out of there fast. I sped up my walking pace as I kept going down the halls. I hadn't seen anybody since I left my classroom, and I was hoping that I wouldn't see anybody either. If a teacher saw me, they would likely make me go into their classroom. When I was about halfway to the side doors, but still upstairs, I heard the sound of somebody walking down an upcoming hallway. I didn't have to go down that hallway, but it was going to intersect with the one that I would. Not knowing who it was, I chose to try and avoid them. I stopped, still a ways back from the corner, and kind of hid behind some lockers. The footsteps got closer and closer. I decided to just turn and walk in the other direction. When I started walking, it was like the footsteps suddenly started going a lot faster. I almost ran to the nearest corner and went around it. I didn't think that whoever it was would follow me, but they did. I heard them still coming closer. I literally ran for the stairs and went down them. Now I was thinking that there was no way the person behind me would go downstairs as well, but they did. I knew whoever it was following me. Probably a teacher, but I wasn't sure. I was in too deep now. It was clear to them that I was trying to run away. I turned at the first possible place that I could and went down another hallway. That one was very long and straight. It was complete silence, other than my footsteps and the ones behind me. I started running to get to the end of the hallway. I heard the person behind me get to the bottom of the stairs and then start going down the hallway in my direction. When I finally got to the end of that hall, the only thing that I had to do was go around the corner and then make one more turn to the side exit. I looked back before going around the corner. I saw a man with long stringy black hair wearing a black leather jacket. I had no idea who he even was. When I saw him, I was really creeped out. I thought that it would have been a teacher, but this wasn't. I turned and sprinted away. I ran all the way to the side doors as fast as I could. When I got there, I burst out the doors and ran for my mom's car. I was able to make it there and get inside. I told my mom that we were in a lockdown and some guy was following me around the school. She called the school and reported it. When we left, we saw several police cars out front. Then I remembered seeing them enter the school grounds. It had to be connected. We went to my orthodontics appointment after that. But by the end of the day, I learned more details. The guy inside the school was fleeing from police. They tried to pull him over earlier, and he led cops on a bit of a chase. After his car got stuck in a ditch, he got out and fled on foot. He ran for a while, and was able to momentarily get away from police until he was spotted on the school campus. Nobody thought that he actually got inside of the school, and the cops were mainly searching behind it, but they did send one officer inside. Eventually, he was located in a hallway of the school by the officer inside. Nobody was harmed. I don't think anybody knew about him following me around, though. I'm so glad that I got away from the guy. I'm not sure why he was following me. I don't know if he was dangerous or not, but that's my scariest experience from high school. I'm currently a high school history teacher. This is something that happened a few years ago. It was a normal school day. I had just finished teaching a class, and it was going into the third period for the day. During this hour, I did not have a class. Each teacher in the department would get an hour where they didn't have a class. It was different for most teachers, though. Usually, I would use this hour to grade assignments and prepare lessons. So on this day, when class ended and the next period started, I left my classroom. I was going to the teacher's lounge to make some coffee, and then I would go back to my classroom. Each department had a teacher's lounge. The history department at the school had 5 of us, so when I got to the room, it was empty. It was just a little ways down the hall, and was between one hallway and another. It was sort of a weird room, because it had 2 windows in it that looked out to the hallways. We had curtains inside, though, that were always closed, so nobody could see in. I'm not really sure why there were windows in the room in the first place, but nevertheless, inside the lounge was a few couches, a table, some chairs, a fridge, and a TV. It was basically a break room. The floors were also carpeted, and it was comfortable in there. I took my time making coffee, because I didn't really have that much work to do. As I was in there, though, I heard over the school speakers that there was a lockdown. I was really surprised at first. In all of my time as being a teacher to that point, I had never seen a real lockdown. We had several drills, but never a real one. I was wondering what the reason was. To that point, it had seemed like a very normal school day. I decided to go to the doorway and open it up. If there were any students in the hallway, I would make sure that they got to a classroom. When I looked out into the hallway, I saw no one. It was very quiet. Then I went back into the lounge, got my coffee, and was going to head back to my classroom. But when I got to the doorway to leave, I looked out into the hallway and actually saw someone. It wasn't a student, though, or another teacher. It was a man who was younger looking, but way too old to be a high school student, probably mid to late 20s. He was walking in my direction. I decided to go back inside the teacher's lounge. My instincts were telling me that he wasn't supposed to be in here. After I got inside, I locked the door to the lounge. Seconds later, somebody tried opening it. Obviously, it was the guy who I had seen. I was really surprised that he tried going inside this room. Why would he want to go in the teacher's lounge? The guy then knocked on the door. I wasn't sure whether to answer it or not. For a moment, I was going to. Then I heard him say on the other side, "Let me in." The way he said it was demanding. It made me not want to let him in. I didn't answer, and instead, got my phone out to call the principal. I wanted to ask why we were in a lockdown, and I wanted to know who this guy was. The guy knew that I was in here, so I called out asking him who he was. He didn't answer me, and just asked to be let in again. When I called the principal, he didn't pick up the phone. He was probably busy. I waited for a minute or so, and then called again. Meanwhile, the guy who had tried to go in the lounge hadn't knocked or said anything in a while, so I thought that maybe he had left. At least, that's what I was hoping. I tried to call the principal again, but as I was dialing, suddenly, I heard the sound of shattering glass. I looked over and saw that one of the windows to the break room was being broken. Some type of blunt object was crashing up against it. The curtains were still closed, so I couldn't see to the other side very well. Soon, the entire window was smashed. I stood there, kind of in shock. Then, I saw the man who had been in the hallway. He suddenly started to climb through the window and enter the room. As he was doing that, I sprinted for the door. When I got to it, I ran out and kept running until I had made it back to my classroom. When I got there, I unlocked the door and went inside, then locked the door behind me, all without looking back. Luckily for me, I didn't see the guy. I finally felt safe now that I was in my classroom, but the guy was still inside of the school. I called the police then on my phone, and I was told that they were aware of a lockdown situation at the school. Some officers were already on the way. After that, I didn't hear or see anything else. I waited inside of my classroom. The lockdown finally ended about 15 or 20 minutes later. The guy was caught by police when they found him still inside of the teacher's lounge. He had snuck into the school somehow and was on drugs. Aside from that, I don't know much other details. I'm not sure what his actual intentions were. I'm really glad that I got away from him, though.